Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with Crossroads Ministry Assistant, Brianna Murray.
Acts 20:35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is something we have all heard time and time again, sometimes in different ways, but always with the same meaning. It is better to give than to receive. I remember when I was asked one time, how are you giving back to the church and those around you? I stopped for a moment and my mind instantly went to how much money I gave. I began to feel guilty because I was struggling to give money when rent, groceries, gas, and life is so expensive. As these feelings of guilt and shame began to rise, all I could answer was, I don't know, I should give more, definitely give more. That was then when my friend reminded me that there's so many different ways to give than just money. They reminded me that one of the best ways to give is through your time. Giving time to others and giving time to God is way more valuable than any amount of money you could give. Your positive attitude, your encouragement, your presence, your listening ears, and above all else, your love for others holds such a higher value. There's a quote I want to share with you guys by Victor Hugo that reads, "You can give without loving, but you can never love without giving." God is the perfect example of this. As John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Out of his great love, he gave to us." Then this son, Jesus, was the perfect example of how to give here on earth. Acts 20:35 doesn't say, through ease and trouble-free work we must help, but through hard work and laboring, we must help the weak. Jesus didn't say it would be simple, but it would take effort and mindfulness to give. Giving isn't always easy, especially when it comes to giving your time. If you have an iPhone, you all know what screen time is. Basically, screen time is where your phone tracks the minutes or hours of how long you spend on your phone, and specifically on what apps. Let's be honest, it can be pretty revealing and a little convicting sometimes to see those numbers. So thinking of your screen time, what do you spend most of your time on? Do you spend it on social media? Do you spend it on entertainment, on games? What if that hour you spent scrolling through Instagram you spent with a friend who needed to talk? Are those hours you spent watching a show, you spent it praying and listening to God? I know for myself personally, I often have the time to give, but I falter in giving it to worldly things that don't bless me in return, and then I am left feeling empty. So I challenge you this week to see where you spend your time, and if that is leaving you feeling blessed, if not, what are some better ways you can give that time to others or to God? So go out today and love, and out of that love, give. Give freely and you shall be blessed. Let's pray. God, we just want to take a moment to thank you today. Thank you for being our perfect example of how to love and how to give. I pray for all my brothers and sisters that are listening to this to remember this verse today. I pray it encourages them to give and give freely. I pray that as we go about the day, we lean in closely to you and keep our feet grounded in the strongest foundation that you are. It is in your son's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.